Right now we've got Donald Cohen.
We've talked about water policy, we've talked about housing policy, we've talked a little bit about the Postal Service and things we're grateful for. He's the executive director of In the Public Interest and the co-author of, I've got the book here, I'm gonna hold it up. Privatization of Everything, How the Plunder of Public Goods Transformed America and How We Can Fight Back. What's public and what's private? What ought to be public? What ought to be only owned by one or a few people is a critical topic. Donald Cohen here to talk to us about it. Mr. Cohen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
How'd you get into this mess?
Well, that's a long story.
What's the short version?
Okay. Well, I've been working on these issues for many years. I run an organization that's been around for about 12 years and did, you know, for the previous 20, did similar work. And fundamentally, because I came to believe in the, even in the early 90s, that if we want to deliver on, you know, solve the big problems that we have, climate, lack of health care, you know, inequality, that we need a public things. We need the public to be in charge and to be able to carry those things out. We need people who trust government. We need a government worthy of its trust, of our trust. So that's my starting point. You know, then of course, as you know, you start to dig and you realize how, you know, what's in the way of that. And a lot of it is private power.
Let's start.
That's expressed in a variety of ways.
Let's start with the where you started. What are the areas of life in your mind that should be public? What are the areas that you would characterize as public goods, and explain your rationale?
Sure. Well, here, let me explain my rationale first. Here's my definition. First off, public goods are those things that we decide. We believe that we can decide what they are, but that we decide everyone needs to get through life. Health, you know, mobility to be able to move around, education, clean air and clean water. Right now, broadband, access to broadband, I think we're all clear. You need that to get through life. So that's number one. Number two, it's also the things that we need everyone to have, right? It's in our interest. We learned through COVID and many other things that we need everyone to have access to healthcare. You know, whether I'm sick or not, it's in my interest for everyone else to be healthy and access. Same is true whether I have kids. I need every child to be educated, whether I have a kid or not. So that's the second thing. And the third thing is they're the things that we can only do if we do them together. You can only get universal health care if we have government control and involvement. It doesn't mean you don't have some private involvement, but it means who's in charge and that what you know that it's a public thing.
So to be a public thing, you need all three of those things?
I believe so.
Yeah. So give an example of something that isn't, and I don't mean a cutesy one, right? But something that's like, no, blank thing that is important, that people value highly. This is an appropriate sector. This is not, we do not live in the Soviet Union or a mythical improved or worsened version of it. There is a role for what we call private employers and for companies. What is that role to you? What are those things? What are examples of stuff that, well, this obviously doesn't make sense for government to do. This is the kind of thing companies should do. And then maybe give a contraposite and give a counterexample.
Well, the thing I want to change your question, I want to key in on one word of your question, government to do, the word do. There's a difference between do and control, and I'll give some examples. There's private involvement in virtually all public goods. Roads, private companies build them. I sometimes come to the example of food. Food, you know, the government doesn't make food, private companies make food, you know, but the government is, you know, the public purpose is to decide that is to ensure rather that it's healthy and that everyone has access to it, right? So that's a public-private thing. There's lots of them. Broadband, lots of companies or private companies have broadband, but we need government regulation to make sure that everyone's got it, that it's affordable, et cetera, et cetera. So I think most things have public and private in both of them.
Where areas, so your book is Privatization of Everything, was there one area? I mean, for many of us, right, we have a political memory of something that awakened us a little bit, that made us start paying attention. Not necessarily a single epiphanic moment, single epiphany, single realization that sparks a journey, but sometimes there are. Was there a time that you, looking back, that you saw something that was moving in a direction of privatization that sort of woke you up and said, oh, holy mackerel, I really got to build this organization. I got to write this book.
Let me think if I can get it under one, so maybe a couple. So, I mean, the thing that, you know, I often say, you know, when people say, well, don't, isn't there, can privates do some things? Prisons, no role. Zero role should there should be for private companies, running prisons. So, you know, that's one that I can just sort of put out there. And then, you know, the more we learned about that, the more we started. So that's, it's disgusting, it's wrong, and there's all sorts of reasons it's wrong and counterproductive to our public purpose and to us. So that's one. I mean, I was motivated originally by these ideas, by the need for us to get healthcare, right? Mm-hmm. Universal healthcare, whether it's single payer, Medicare for all, or whether it's a pay to play system or whatever it is, you can only do that if the government basically is in charge of how we get healthcare, even if it's a mixed system. Mm-hmm. So that's another one. And then I think I just saw it chipping away, right? What I learned, you know, I was in San Diego in the mid to late 90s and saw the county of San Diego entertain a proposal, which they ultimately did, to outsource their $1 billion deal to outsource their entire IT system. And I watched how it was sold. It was sold businesses cheaper, better, faster, easier, you know, and so I kept hearing that over and over again and kept seeing the reality be quite different, and then started asking questions about what that meant, cheaper, better, faster, and why.
What are the next areas that people should be aware of? In our state, it was when Nestle was trying to buy the water in the Columbia Gorge, right? The efforts to privatize water and the need to remember that water bottle companies don't sell water, they sell plastic bottles. What are areas that are on your radar screen that are a part of everything that people should be most aware of?
Well, let me start by saying what they should be aware of, and then I'll see if I can get to the most important. So first of all, it's important to understand there's governments in America pre-COVID, outside of the COVID bump, the governments in America were spending about $7 trillion a year, about half state, half local. That's for everything, for paperclips, for staff, for everything. We think about $2 trillion in contracts and procurement of different things. So if the $7 trillion being spent, if you're the head of a private prison company, you're looking for a piece of it. If you're a head of a water company, publicly traded on the stock market, you're looking for a piece of it. Right now, we're seeing, you know, if you're a road builder, you're looking for a piece of it, logically. Education technology companies are looking for a piece of it. That's $750 billion spent in K-12 education. We are increasingly seeing public buildings that are, you know, that need repair, dorms on university campuses, things like that. Even K-12, even public schools, we are seeing companies saying, those schools need repair, or they need new schools, and you know the government doesn't have the cash to do it, so we'll come in and we'll do it,
and we'll own a piece of it
and get control over it. So we see a big push on that as well.
So Donald, I do a longer form thing. I hope we have a chance to continue this conversation. I would love to steal you again. We do the Democracy Nerd long form conversation. We'd love to have you on it. But the book is The Privatization of Everything. Donald Cohen's a co-author. The organization is In the Public Interest. Donald, thank you so much for your time, and thanks so much for your work.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You be well.
Democracy Nerds, recorded in sunny Portland, Oregon, produced by Kyle Curtis. Thanks also to technical producer Sig Seeliger. Logo designed by Kat Buckley at kbuckleygraphics.com. I am Jefferson Smith. Thank you so much for listening. You can rate and review. Hope you will. And follow Democracy Nerd on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Past episodes of the show, Democracy Nerd, can be found online at democracynerd.us. Go America. Thank you. Thank you, democracy.